Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So don't forget, tomorrow night when you go to bed, set your clock back 1 hour, because at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, we fall back. Which means if you were driving home last night, as we all were, I noticed the sun was almost completely down by 6:20. That means next week the sun will be down by 5:20. Enjoy. You're welcome. Daylight saving time is coming to an end for 2025. This Sunday, November 2nd, clocks fall back and we gain an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Daylight saving time began last spring on March 9th. Clocks will spring forward next year on March 8th. People will gain an hour as clocks fall back on Sunday. For most Americans, that means an extra hour of sleep. That is the dumbest sentence I have ever read in my entire life. Many digital clocks will automatically reset overnight, but remember to change any watches or clocks that need to be manually adjusted. Thank you for telling me the obvious. Annual clock changes have been around for decades, but the origins of the practice remain something of a mystery. People have pointed toward farmers wanting more daylight, or cited various... You're not getting more daylight.
We are the only people that think that we can cut the inch off of the top of a blanket, sew it to the bottom, and the blanket gets longer.
Correct.
You're not getting more daylight. People have pointed to farmers wanting more daylight or cited various proponents of getting up earlier in the day, but some of those theories are disputed. Germany began observing daylight saving time in 1916 during World War I with the thought that it would save energy. Other European countries and the U.S. followed suit in the next few years.
Now, they did actually find they burned less fuel with the time change way back then.
Okay.
But that's not a problem now.
There are some areas in the United States and its territories that do not observe the time change. Among them, Hawaii, Arizona, except the Navajo Nation. They do fall back. American Samoa, Guam, the North Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. States can opt out of observing daylight saving time, but they cannot choose to permanently be on daylight saving time. That requires congressional approval.
Okay.
Most countries, by the way, around the world do not fall back. It's mostly Europe and the United States.
Does anyone still have... Wait, let me ask it a different way. What percentage of us out there still have clocks that need to be physically wound or unwound or moved for this purpose?
I have three.
Okay, Sam?
Wound or unwound? No. Digitally changed?
Yeah, that's what she means.
Many.
No, I mean wound or unwound.
Oh no, I have none. I don't even wear a watch anymore, and I used to wear a watch religiously. I have three that need to be digitally changed.
Okay.
The one on my nightstand, the microwave, and the oven.
I have five that need to be digitally changed, including my watch.
Your watch doesn't automatically make the shift?
I bought this watch for $4 from Walmart.
$4?
You think it's going to change daylight savings time?
I don't even know that it's telling you the accurate time right now. Wow.
My grandpa, I think my uncle that lives in Colorado has it. He had the old time wall clock that you had to, there was a key, and the key looked like kind of like the shape of a butterfly. And you would put it in this hole and it would go. It was a very satisfying noise. And I think you had to do it every 2 or 3 days. And I'm pretty sure my Uncle Denny in Colorado has that clock. And I can hear that ding.
Well, and didn't you do it based on the sound? Am I remembering that correctly?
A lot of families had dun, 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 dun.
No, I mean when you're winding,
dun,
though, because
dun, dun, dun.
You're tightening a spiral, so the sound changes the more you wind.
Yeah, it goes.
Yeah. I could be wrong on that.
You know, this true story, so it was told to me by my grandmother, at least, a very religious woman, so I doubt she would lie. When my grandfather died in 1991.
Okay.
My grandmother had a grandfather clock in their home in Sun City, Arizona. And my grandfather died, I don't know what time it was exactly. Let's say it was 2:12 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember it was August of 1991. She always claimed and swore on her Bible that this was the truth. When she came home from the hospital where my grandfather died, the grandfather clock had stopped at 2:12.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. It was the grandpas that always wound the clocks. Grandpa no longer there to wind the clock. Clock don't work.
Well, okay. You're missing the point. It stopped at 2:12. He died at 2:12, which is kind of weird.
It is.
Now, that is pretty wild.
Now, I'm taking her word for it. You know, I mean, I think people in death look for signs that may or may not be there. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've all done it.
Oh, text line. Thank you. I actually have 7 clocks that I have to manually change because I have 2 in my truck.
My car automatically switches.
I hope my car automatically switches.
Oh, you'll never get it changed.
That's one of those clocks where you're like, oh, God, where is it in setting? Like, that's deep in the bowels of
your
settings.
Your car is so smart.
I would think so.
It would have to. If my car, which is a 2017, switches, yours is going to switch.
Your car just rewrites the algorithm for changing the time.
I would think.
What are you talking to me?
No, her.
Oh. I was going to say, I don't think that makes any
sense. Doodad just fell out.
Okay.
What?
My little doodad just fell out. Just fell out. I couldn't hear you. It was untethered.
The little thing that plugs into the headphones.
Oh, sorry.
The doodad.
Gotcha. Technical term.
Several of the 34 defendants arrested in a sweeping FBI crackdown on alleged illegal gambling rings appeared in Brooklyn court this week as prosecutors begin to reveal facets of the complex case that ensnared alleged members of crime families and NBA mainstays.
Mm-hmm.
The attorney for Zen Hu had one question for the judge before his client signed the $500,000 bond that would allow for his release from a detention facility in Brooklyn.
Can I gamble while I'm out?
You're actually not off.
Oh, you're kidding me. I was joking.
James Brandon asked yesterday during Hu's bail hearing in federal court if his client could still buy a lotto ticket from time to time.
Okay.
Wait, whose court hearing?
Whose? You know you have a problem when.
Can my client buy a lotto ticket from time to time? No! That's like if you get arrested for drunk driving and your attorney says, well, do you mind if my client buys a 6-pack of beer from time to time or maybe a handle of whiskey?
Did the judge laugh and was like, no.
Also, if you have ties to the mob, allegedly, and you've been arrested for those ties, allegedly, and they want to let you out on bond, do you do it?
Whose bond prohibits gambling?
He needs a different name.
But after a short deliberation in court on Thursday, prosecutors did agree to let him purchase an occasional lottery ticket.
You've got to be kidding me.
While on release, prosecutors allege that Who, also known as Scully, organized the Lexington Avenue game, one of the several rigged ongoing poker games. They say were backed by mafia families and included NBA members in the scheme to defraud victims of at least $7 million.
I mean, I would pay them to keep me behind bars.
His release on Thursday on bail was followed in court by the appearance of Shane Hennen, known as Sugar. One of the three defendants charged in... If you have a nickname that is not remotely linked to your real name, i.e., tomorrow I'm heading up to Omaha to go watch Nebraska play in Lincoln tomorrow night. I'm going to hang out with my buddy Jim Rose, who always calls me Parksy.
I hate that name.
Okay. That's fine. But at least the nickname is linked to my real name. If your real name is Who, but they call you Scully... Or your real name is Shane Hennen and they call you Sugar, or your real name is Eric Ernest and your nickname is Spook, you're in the mob.
The New York Times, through The Athletic, has a great article today wondering why Terry Rozier was allowed to continue playing. Sam, they're basically saying why, if the NBA had looked into this and the federal government had been investigating him for 2 years, why was he allowed to continue to play for the past two seasons? So there's no way the NBA didn't know.
So that they didn't know how close they were to Rozier. If you start pulling him from games, that tells Terry Rozier, stop doing what you're doing, stop leading us to other suspects inadvertently, even right. though you don't know you're doing it. We are so close to you right now. We are on your tail. They let him keep playing to keep the investigation going.
An NBA spokesperson said, at the time, we did not find sufficient evidence to conclude that he had violated any league rules.
Yeah, we need solid evidence. So we've got the scent. We're going to follow the scent. And we're going to let them keep dropping hints, literally, until it's ready to swarm in.
I don't blame him for that.
By the way, federal prosecutors now also allege that one of his relatives, this Laster guy, relatives opened a sports betting account the morning of the game and wagered $4,000 on a parlay related to, is it Rozier?
Rozier.
I mean, everybody's first bet is $4,000, isn't it?
This is why
that was mine.
The sports betting people have these systems in place, as Alex Gold was explaining, to flag this kind of thing. Like, this is weird. All these people are all of a sudden betting in one little enclave of town. They're all betting that he's not going to score very many points tonight.
On a prop bet.
On a prop bet.
Well, and it's always on those, like, if it were the over-under, that always gets a lot of betting on it, right?
Yeah.
Or if it was the point spread.
With about half to an over and half to an under.
Right. Those always get a ton of bets. But when it's something finite, like how many rebounds will Rozier get in the second half, and all of a sudden you have $1.4 million in different bets bet on that specific stat, you're like, what's going on
here? The NBA interviewed him and looked through his phone, but found nothing damning.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a problem. 913-586 7798-586-7798 here on Data and Parks. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. That is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
So, Dana.
Yes.
We had our lovely potluck today here at Odyssey Kansas City. And
yes,
man, we had a spread.
Oh.
It was something.
An embarrassment of riches.
We gave Scott grief yesterday because he was bringing chips.
Yeah.
And Chips Ahoy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, after that amount of grief, I guess T felt bad for him and decided to whip up some muffins, which
some
he brought
pumpkin
in.
Muffins.
Pumpkin muffins and homemade icing.
Yeah.
And I heard they were fantastic.
They were.
As I was perusing the line and getting my plate earlier today, we labeled each dish.
Right,
with
I didn't realize
what
they'd be labeled.
It is and
clearly
the name on it. I couldn't help but notice that none of the labels sported the name Dana. Well,
right.
Wait, which name would it be?
Well, let me just tell you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what? You can just.
There have been so many.
It's potluck,
I
Sam.
Looked for all of them and none of them were there.
It's actually potluck.
You've had five different names.
And no dishes.
Did not bring a dish to the potluck.
Mm.
Interesting.
We are leaving the second, like it's not even going to be 6 o'clock and we're going to be on the road.
Dana,
so we are leaving. We have plans right after work.
Dana, you're going 50 miles away. I'm going 3 hours away tomorrow and I made pumpkin muffins.
I'm going to tell you that because of that, I brought my lunch. These are ramen noodles with chicken.
Did you eat anything from the potluck?
I did take a bite of Sam's cowboy whatever, which is basically pico de gallo, and it was incredible. It's got beans in it, it's got onions, and it's got tomatoes. And I had
cowboy caviar.
I got three pieces of broccoli, but I only ate one, and you can still see the tray over there by my desk. Mm. I even brought my lunch because I thought if I'm not going to participate in the potluck, I'm not going to eat and, you know, take, Yeah.
Interesting.
You guys just wanted to make fun of me with whatever I brought, which you would have.
You would have run over to Hy-Vee and grabbed Halloween painted cookies from their bakery and run in and claim that you'd made them, put them on a little plate and said you made them yourself.
Simmer down there, Chips Ahoy. You saved the day for you.
You were going to bring Chips Ahoy. I will tell you this, as potlucks go, that one today was a spread.
It was good.
It was good.
I'm embarrassed, though, by how much food we're going to end up wasting.
Turkey chili, cheesy potato bake.
Take some home.
Oh, I'm not wasting that cowboy caviar. If there's any left.
Eat that with a spoon, Sam. It's good.
Scott, are you going to the game tomorrow night with the guy known as Rosie? Do you know Z? Yes, I am. He actually used to hold down this time slot on KMBZ back in the late 1990s.
Really?
That's how we met.
Huh.
Jim Rose. Yeah, he came down here when we were kind of a hybrid radio station. We would do news and Limbaugh in the morning. And then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 10 o'clock at night, KMBZ was a sports station.
It was a little bit of everything back then.
Yeah, it was all purpose.
It's like a potluck radio station.
Kind of, yeah, but we brought our own. And Rosie was, Jim Rose, was the afternoon host for a handful of years. And he left just prior to September of 2001. But we remained good friends. He ended up going to Nebraska, where he was on KFAB, still is, in Omaha, and was the voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers for like 7 or 8 years. And wow. And now we still go. I go up there. I try to get up there every year. Haven't been up in a couple. And I'm taking T up for her first Nebraska game tomorrow night.
Okay.
So you remember months ago or last year, I can't remember exactly when it was, but we heard about a golden throne that once resided within the kabod of a royal building.
Yes, please.
It took thieves, I think it was like 3 or 4 guys, like 8 minutes to steal
they
that
throne.
They
stole a golden crapper.
Mm-hmm.
Have they found it?
They have not found that one. That one was melted down. However, they have found a second one.
I didn't know a second one had been stolen.
A sculpture by Italian artist.
Good luck.
Common spelling.
Maurizio Catalan.
Maurizio Catalan.
Entitled his sculpture, America.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Okay.
It shows a golden toilet.
Yeah.
Roughly 223 pounds worth of gold.
Ooh.
A value of $10 million just in the material alone.
That is one expensive crapper.
Going up for auction on Sotheby's, announced today.
Can you use it as an actual toilet? Because for that kind of money, I want to be able to use it.
I couldn't see why not.
Why wouldn't you be able to?
Well, I don't know. Is it art? Like, it's not actually a functioning toilet? Or could you use it as a toilet?
Apparently, there were two versions of America created back in 2016.
Okay.
One being sold now. The other was in a museum before it was no longer in a museum.
All right, when we get back, can we please update the World's of Fun story? We got to do it. I got a email overnight from their spokespeople, and we're going to read their statement.
Sure.
After a family went, and it was a husband and a wife, and he's an EMT. And they were riding the Mamba in the very, very front seat. And you know how, if you missed the show, we talked about this at length yesterday. You know how at the end of the Mamba, Worlds of Fun takes your picture. And, you know, you come out and for like $5, you can buy the photo and everyone's going,
Saying it's a lot more than, I thought I remembered it being $5 to $10, but people yesterday were saying it's a lot more than that.
You can also take a photo of the photo, which is what this guy did. He's an EMT and the two girls, like preteen age, seated behind them in the Mamba that they were not there with, but the two teenage girls just happened to be seated behind them, started screaming because the girl said, "My seatbelt won't latch."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there is a photo of this dad and mom, like reaching back, trying to hold her down. And so we have a statement from Worlds of Fun today. We know that the fire inspector went out there yesterday, the Division of Department of Public Safety folks, and found that 20 of the lap belts were not fastening properly.
Although it had been fixed and they were cleared to run as of last night.
It would have been as of last night because they found the 20 weren't working properly yesterday. This is from the Missouri Fire Marshal folks. So we'll read their statement coming back and take your calls on that because, oh, my God, I was fit to be tied last night.
Also,
I was so mad about that story.
Also coming up, if you have YouTube TV and your favorite team is playing on ESPN or ABC tomorrow, there is a very good chance you will not see your team play. YouTube TV and Disney are at loggerheads. 913-586-7798. So a bit of a follow-up to a story that came to us late yesterday afternoon out of Worlds of Fun. Story here from Channel 9. Roller coaster rides reportedly turned from thrills to scares for a few recent guests at Worlds of Fun. A couple said that they were riding the Mamba, the tallest coaster at the Kansas City theme park, on October 11th, so 20 days ago, when a young girl behind them announced that her seatbelt was not latched. Says Chris Evans, who helped hold the girl down, it was completely undone, and there was this big gap between her and the lap bar. Evans and his wife held onto the girl and her friend next to her as the 205-foot-tall coaster went on. I said, "Look, You're going to make it through the rest of this ride. We're not going to let you go, said Evans. Cassie Evans said both girls were crying as they held on. Says Cassie, 72 miles an hour holding on to somebody, that's terrifying. One day after the incident, a guest reported another alleged seatbelt malfunction on the Mamba. A mother said that she shouted that her son's seatbelt had not locked as the cars entered their first climb. This time, the ride stopped, and the seatbelt, which the mother said was twisted and loose, was adjusted.
Okay. Got a statement overnight from Worlds of Fun that says exactly what you would think it would say. The safety of our guests and team members is a top priority. Following the report of a guest concern on the ride earlier this month, 20 days ago, Scott, 20 days ago, our team immediately closed the ride and completed a thorough inspection before reopening it that night. So the first complaint came in the 11th of November, or October. The 11th of October. The statement reads, they closed the ride that night, the 11th, completed a thorough inspection before reopening it that night. The ride is equipped with a multi-layered restraint system, and it has operated safely since the initial concern was raised. I'm going to stop right there. That's not true. The initial concern was raised by the EMT and his wife on the 11th. Then on the 12th, a mom reported that her son's seatbelt did not work, and she had the same panicked reaction. The statement goes on to say the ride underwent a comprehensive safety review. We have implemented modifications requested by the fire marshal to ensure it meets or exceeds all applicable safety standards before it opened to guests last night. Okay. I don't buy what they are saying. On the 11th, a dad said the seatbelts were not working. Worlds of Fun says they shut it down and fixed it that night. Then why on the 12th did a mom say the same thing happened? And then the fire marshal came in 19 days later yesterday and found that 20 of the seatbelts were not fastening. They were not fastening properly or at all. We don't know. They were just not fastening the way they're supposed to.
And I would love some more information on that because I've said it a million times on this program. Worlds of Fun was my babysitter for multiple years. I had the summer pass. That's what we did. We
you would ride go all 5 days a week. You love the roller coaster, Sam.
Oh, yeah. Every single time that I would go, I would ride the Mamba a couple times in the morning, and then it would be closed almost inevitably every single day for some sort of repair.
Sure.
Well, that's telling.
Things go wrong on roller coasters. It just happens. You can't expect it to be perfect every single time.
If this was fixed, the fire marshal would not have found 20 seatbelts were not working properly.
Which is why I want to know the details around not working properly. What do they mean?
They double down on this, too, in their statement. They write this twice, and her name is Sarah. She's with Worlds of Fun. The lap bars were found to be fully functioning. The lap bars. That is separate from the seatbelt. And the terror that the EMT and the mom describe is that the lap bar on a child, there was too much of a gap between the lap bar and the child's legs, which is why you have double restraint systems, really probably on any roller coaster or most of them, you have a double restraint system.
But Sam, you just said that a roller coaster can't be perfect every time. I believe that's a direct quote if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
If I'm putting my 12, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old child on that roller coaster, it better be perfect every time.
There's an assumed risk with everything you do.
Well, I understand.
It can't be perfect every time you get in a car and drive and you put your child in that vehicle.
Well, no, but we have a reasonable expectation that these rides are maintained and in working order. That did not happen here. I know they want to keep talking about the lap belt. Why were those girls screaming if the lap belt was sufficient? Answer me that. And you know the answer, Scott. They were screaming because they did not feel bolted down. They did not feel safe because the lap bar in and of itself isn't enough, or they wouldn't have extra restraints. If the lap bar was enough, why even have the seatbelt?
Now, according to Krista Tashel last night in our relatively brief interview with her, this Chris Evans, I believe, is it Chris Evans?
The EMT?
Yeah, the father who was, and he's not the girl's father, but
he's a dad.
He was a dad riding with his wife in the front seat of the Mamba, and the girl in question, who is not related to him, was in the seat behind him and his wife. He told Krista Tashel that when that ride, that 2.5 minute ride, and I can only imagine how terrifying it must have been for all involved, when it came to rest in the platform, that he jumped out and said, so he claims, to Channel 9, you've got to shut this ride down. You've got to shut this ride down. Apparently it was not, or so we're led to believe. But Sam, to your point that, you know, Worlds of Fun was your babysitter for many summers in a row, and that it was not uncommon for the Mamba or other rides to experience some sort of technical difficulty and required to be shut down for, you know, however moments of time. To me, that's not acceptable.
I mean, I was just at Silver Dollar City a couple of weekends ago, and there are 4 or 5 big rides, if you want to call them that, at Silver Dollar City. And we were bouncing around between them, and multiple times throughout the day, I think we were there for 7 hours, multiple times throughout the day, at least one of those rides was shut down for maintenance.
Which is good.
That's the point. Something goes wrong, a seatbelt is loose, a wheel is squeaky, and they shut the ride down, they pull a car off and put a different car back on so that that car can be serviced. And so that's why I want more details about, when you tell me that 18 of them were not operating properly, what does that mean? That doesn't mean that somebody's going to go flying out and die. It could mean that it isn't as tight as they think it should be.
Which in and of itself is a problem.
In and of itself is a problem because she was coming up and out. That's why she was screaming, Sam. So let's flip it around and ask it a different way. If you went up to a roller coaster at an amusement park, and any roller coaster, it does not have to be this one or even in Kansas City, and the ticket taker said, enjoy the ride. We do need to let you know that 20 of the seatbelts don't work.
Properly.
So pick your seat. We're not going to tell you which ones, but 20 of them have failed an inspection from the fire marshal. Are you getting on that ride? You know the answer is no.
You know the answer is no. Nor am I letting my child on the ride. I just think, you know, I'm not saying that you every morning, I don't know how many seats are on the Mamba, let's say it's 30, okay, that we get, you know, 5 guinea pigs out there and we run the ride 6 times, okay? And you guys at the end of the ride let us know if the seatbelts are working or not working properly. That's crazy. There has to be a more efficient way to identify if and when the seat restraints, if you will, seatbelts, whatever you want to call it.
More efficient than a 45-year-old grown-ass adult and EMT saying you need to shut this down? That, to me, is the most expedient way. Somebody says, hey, this didn't work.
Well, and that's my point. I mean, there has to be some way to identify every morning. Because you're in – I mean, the lawsuit itself, if God forbid somebody were to actually have flown out of those seats – I mean, look at what happened down in Florida with that kid who was overweight.
God.
Tyree Sampson from St. Louis.
That's right. If I'm not mistaken.
I can't even think about that.
His family was awarded tens of millions of dollars, if I am not mistaken.
If not hundreds, yes. Now, that was not, well, we don't need to get into the details.
Right. But my point is this. We entrust the safety of the riders on these rides. And I'm not making fun of them because it's a great gig if you can get it. It was kind of like being a lifeguard when we were younger.
Great job.
If you could get a gig at Worlds of Fun, man, you had the greatest job of the summer. And you were kind of cooler than cool, right? But we are entrusting 16 and 17-year-old kids, let's call them what they are, with the safety of not only ourselves but of our children. And they've got to get it right every time. There is no room for error when you're talking about the lives of people, and especially on rides like this. This is something that, God forbid, if this had gone the wrong way, and thank God it didn't, this could have financially buried Worlds of Fun.
And I want to be clear, the more than 20 seatbelt violations that the inspector found yesterday were serious enough that they shut the ride down. And by they, I mean the state.
Yeah.
Shut the ride down. So it was red tagged, meaning it cannot operate until you fix it. Worlds of Fun fixed it. They said, we, out of an abundance of caution, we swapped them out.
And good on them. But these are things that need to be tested every single day. And if it takes five kids, 17 years old, whatever, running over there and we're going to do, you know,
dry run in the morning.
Well, I don't even say we put them in risk. Turn on the seatbelt or turn on the ride and get the seatbelts going. If you're going up the incline and one of those five kids says, wait a minute, we got a problem here.
Just for a handful of rides, too, Scott.
Bring it right
back
down.
We're talking about how many rides, Sam, would you say have the centrifugal force where you're going to need to test the seatbelts twice? Like five,
the zinger for
seven,
sure. The zinger,
seven
the
rides.
Mamba.
Specifically at Worlds of Fun?
Yeah, or whatever.
I mean, it better be secure on the Patriot, the Detonator, the Zambezi Zinger. I would even argue, and I can't believe I'm saying this, that the Mamba is not one of them. You are locked into that seat.
That girl did not feel that way.
You're 6 feet tall. This was two tiny little, 11, 12-year-old girls.
And I could be mistaken, but if I remember correctly, when the Mamba opened all those years ago, it didn't even have the seat belts. That was a retrofitting.
Yeah, maybe.
You had the lap bar. Good luck.
913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com, 913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
All right, from the text line, they are tested, they being the rides, are tested daily. I understand, but is each seat belt or seat restraint tested daily? Or just the smoothness of the ride that it stays on the tracks? I have no idea. I ask out of ignorance. Jason in Kansas City, Kansas. Jason, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead.
First off, I want to say today is my 40th birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. My mom made the mistake of naming me Jason, but...
Oh, I get it.
Anyways, so I used to work at World of Fun in 2004 and 2005. I did work both the Timberwolf and the Mamba. And before the park opened each day, we had to do three dry runs. The first two were without anybody in them. And we'd test all the harnesses. We'd lift on them. We'd test the seat belts and everything. We'd run them dry. And then the third one, we had to actually be in the cart themselves. So you'd have usually about three people that would be on the ride. The other one would be operating the control box. And we'd also have to do hill walks. So we'd have to walk the first hill. So,
what do you mean walk the first hill?
We had to walk all the way to the top of the hill. We had to climb those stairs.
What was the point in that?
It's just to check the track to make sure there's all the welds and everything are held. The chain and everything that pulls you up is in good condition. Those kind of things.
Jason, thank you. I know that people are saying, and I have one more question for him. I know people are saying, especially at Worlds of Fun, like that there's this dual system. There's the main lap belt, and then there's the seat belt. How is it? I mean, you obviously don't work there now, though. How is it that 20 of those are not working properly? Is it just not that big of a deal because you already have the lap bar?
Well, my guess is, sometimes whenever you buckle a seatbelt, you can kind of pull on it in one direction and it won't come undone. But if you pull it separate, you know, if you kind of separate the two, then it slides out. That would be my guess. But, I mean, it's just an educated guess. So.
All right. Jason, thank you for the call, man. Do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Be safe and be well. All right. Okay. CBS is addressing rumors that Gayle King's future on CBS Mornings is short-lived.
Yeah.
CBS News is responding to a report that TV staple Gayle King, Oprah Winfrey's best friend, might be stepping away from her hosting job at CBS Mornings following a shakeup at the network. A spokesperson for CBS News telling the USA Today in a statement that, quote, that there have been no discussions with Gayle about her contract that runs through May of 2026. Sure. The statement added that King is, quote, a truly valued part of CBS, and we look forward to engaging with her about the future. The clarification was in response to Variety's report that the veteran journalist, who's 70, will no longer remain in her current role when her contract is up. King has been with CBS News for 12 years.
I saw the same report you did and did not realize she is 70. Does that mean Oprah is 70 as well because they're best friends?
Roughly.
And my first thought was, if she wants to stay, keep on working, good on her. Can you imagine getting up at midnight or 1 a.m. to go to work at age 70? Like, at some point you just say, you know what? I'm going to take the money and I'm going to retire because I don't want to get up at that crazy hour in the morning.
I don't think she's wondering where her next meal's coming from.
I know. And she wants to say, that's great, but can you imagine? I can't imagine at this age getting up at 3 a.m.
Oprah Winfrey is 71 years old. She is worth $3.2 billion.
Tell them about Dan Rather. I had no idea.
Dan Rather turns 94 today.
94?
Mm-hmm.
What a career. What a life.
913-586-7798. We are 1 hour away from Festivus Friday here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.